This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big welcome to Dawn Martin, GM of Moulin Rouge, the musical, ooh la la.
And global creatures.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hi.
Hello. Now, of course, we'll get on to all things Moulin Rouge, the musical, all the backstage stuff. But we would love to know, where did it all start for you in the industry?
Ooh, for me, it actually started best part of 40 years ago. I was an assistant stage manager, sort of touring regional England. And then eventually I made my way into the West End. So in 1989, my first job in the West End was as an assistant stage manager on the very first production of Miss Saigon, which was amazing. And then I did various shows in the West End until I joined an Australian touring company in Hong Kong on a production of Les Miserables, which is where I met my husband, and that's how I ended up moving to Australia, and I've continued working in stage management in Australia. My main claim to fame was being the calling stage manager of the Sydney 2000 opening ceremony.
Oh, fantastic. I love that opening ceremony. It was so good. So we've got you to thank for it. It was all your doing, Dawn. Everyone says. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of people involved in that.
Of course.
Yeah, it was quite a key role and very nerve-wracking at the time. So I just kept working in stage management in Australia, eventually moving into company management, mostly on commercial, large-scale musicals, but the odd event here and there. And then about a year and a half ago, I joined Global Creatures as the general manager for Moulin Rouge.
Now, tell us, Dawn, what is Global Creatures for those out there that might not know who Global Creatures are?
So Global Creatures are an Australian-based producing company, and they have produced shows like Walking with Dinosaurs, How to Train Your Dragon, big arena shows. They also did King Kong in Melbourne, Strictly Ballroom the musical, Muriel's Wedding, and now Moulin Rouge.
Right, okay. And now, what a success story Moulin Rouge has been for you guys. And also, just the sheer fact that the minute you walk into the Regent Theatre, it's a beautiful theatre regardless, but how you dressed the whole set is spectacular. So congratulations on that. Instead of just having a show on stage, you've really created an event when you walk in, haven't you?
It is. The environment that you walk into pre-show is incredible. And I think it goes a long way towards getting everybody in the mood for what's to come.
Yep.
It really sets the tone. Yeah.
Yeah, and how successful it's been. You're like, it must be a treat being part of it because everyone just loves it so much.
It is, I have to say, an absolute thrill. Of course, it's hard work.
Of course, it's a big
show, juggernaut, 8 times a week.
Mm.
And there's a lot involved in, you know, making that happen 8 times a week. But, you know, what better show to be working on right now than Moulin Rouge musical? It's been successful everywhere it's been. Absolute thrill to be part of it.
And Dawn, I love the fact that when you're sitting in the audience and all of a sudden a song starts and people start, you know, the cast starts singing it and everyone goes, you're like everyone because you know the song and you go, but you're not expecting it. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. And actually on that note, we've got a sing-along, our very first sing-along before Tuesday night. So if anybody fancies, you know, a bit of a sing to Moulin Rouge, come along on Tuesday.
Fantastic. But you've got something so interesting. Get technical behind the curtain of Moulin Rouge. This is awesome.
Yes. We've been blown away by how much interest this event has garnered. From the get-go, we thought when we did it in Sydney, we might get 50 people, but it's just grown. The momentum's been incredible. And we repeated the event in Perth and then Brisbane, and now we're doing another one and our final one in Melbourne on Thursday the 30th.
Right. Now, tell our listeners, what is it?
So about a year and a half ago, post-pandemic, when all the shows were coming back at once, we were struggling to get a skilled, experienced crew to run our show. And we were walking a very fine line between, you know, occasionally not having a show that night because people were sick or injured, or we just couldn't replace people. So we came up with this idea of promoting the roles that exist backstage on a musical like Moulin Rouge and showcasing them. And we thought, well, how do you do that? You can't traipse, you know, large numbers of people backstage. So what we decided to do was persuade our crew to come out of the wing and step in the spotlight on stage and tell people what they do, and what that means for the show 8 times a week, and what their career paths into the industry have been, in order to encourage new people to come and work with us.
And who are the people that are coming along to these events?
It's quite a mixture. So we've got people from school age, sort of years 10, 11, 12. We've also got tertiary students coming along. And then we encourage people who have transferable skills, who may want to come and work in theatre, who never thought that was a possibility, but they can come along and see what jobs are available. If you're a hairdresser, for example, you might want to come and work in the wig department for makeup, or, you know, wardrobe skills, you know, costume maintenance, all of those things.
And it is so varied, isn't it? That's the wonderful side of it. And yes, you don't know what you're skilled in. And also what I love on Sunday Arts Magazine, we talk to a lot of directors who started off their career as actors and then realised, hold on, I want to get more on producers. And there's so many skills behind the scenes, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And also there's no one single way to come and work backstage on the show. And I think that's what we're all about, is showing people, you know, the different pathways into the industry. For example, our head of props studied sculpting at uni and was a sculptor, and then came to work in the props department as a casual, became the deputy of the department, and now is the head and runs that department. So, you know, that's a sort of more unusual but fantastic way to get into the industry.
Yeah, and also, you know, like a sculptor, you know, it's a tough life as a visual artist, and especially sculpture, because, you know, like if you do big scale, so, you know, like it's a regular income, isn't it? And it's creative income.
Yep, it is, yeah. So you can, and by and large, you know, we do a bit of rehearsing during the day, but your days are mostly free, so you just come and work at night and on the weekend.
Yep.
Allows you to do other things during the day.
Yeah. So what do people get out of it? You know, like it's an afternoon. It's Thursday the 30th of November, and it's free, which is great.
It is.
But what is it? So as you said, it's the people behind the scenes stepping forward and talking about what they do. Is that right?
It is. So what will happen is, as you've already discussed, you come into that incredible Moulin Rouge environment as you walk in, and we show the people who attend the event the first 5 minutes of the show, which is amazing, culminating with, you know, a fabulous can-can routine.
Yeah.
And then we stop as though we're in a rehearsal. The cast gets sent away for a break. And we kind of move into our presentation mode. We bring in a big screen and we show each department one by one. And we lead into that using some footage that we created back in Sydney. We spent a whole day with a videographer filming backstage. So each department is introduced using some footage, live sort of footage of what they're doing during the show. And then they come on and demonstrate things and talk about their pathways. And, of course, there's a lot of interaction with their, with them, with our fabulous host, Simon Burke.
Ah, right.
He talks to them, asks them questions. So as that goes on, you know, people learn about these roles and how integral they are to the production as a whole.
And how many people, Dawn, can come along on the day?
We are hoping to fill the house, so about maybe 1,800.
That
is 13, but, you know, there's room for more than that.
Awesome. So therefore, if I wanted to come along, Neil and Brendan, could we? You're like,
absolutely. We'd love to see you there.
Right, okay. So how do we, you're like, it's free, but I'm sure you have to do a booking.
You do. You have to register through an email address.
Yep.
Which is groups at marinergroup.com.au.
Brilliant. Okay, simple as that. And we love the Mariners, and they're the most wonderful family. And Jason Mariner has been on this show multiple times over the years. So lovely. All right, so lovely that you guys are doing this. And congratulations on it. It's a beautiful initiative. So thank you.
And is that something you're going to continue, hopefully, for other productions in the future, Dawn?
We'd like to think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, having a massive toy box like the Moulin Rouge set works incredibly well. Absolutely. For this event, because we have a lot to show and tell. Mm. We were thrilled that we won Best New Event at the Australian Event Awards, which kind of validated the whole thing for us and made us think, well, maybe we should keep going with this. So, if there is an opportunity to, absolutely we will. And the other thing that Global Creatures are looking at the moment is how do we create some further education around these roles and other roles within the industry.
Fantastic. So watch this space. So what's the email address again?
So it's groups@marinergroup.com.au.
Brilliant. Dawn, so lovely chatting with you today.
Thank you too.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. We've been talking to Dawn Martin, the GM of Global Creatures, here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.